You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Our next story looks at the concept of community through a different lens, through the eyes of kids.
Hickory dickory dock, the mouse ran up the clock.
Jesse Rhodes has a good view. He's a teacher. And one day, he took on a very curious question with one of his classes of very small children. We'll let him take the story from here.
The clock struck one and down he ran, hickory dickory dock.
There was a man who stopped eating. Not because of his health or weight or spirituality. He was saving his appetite for this big feast that was 1 week away. Why am I telling you this? Well, a couple of years ago, I was a librarian at a K-8 school here in San Francisco called St. Philip's. So the week of Halloween arrives and the kids and I are running on a sugar rush. We decide that instead of our usual reading a book on the carpet, we're going to do something new. We're going to make up our own story. That's where he came from. The man who stopped eating. We called him Mr. Porksmith. And what happens next is devastating. He eats and he eats and he eats, including the underwear he's wearing, until he's so full he's ready to pop. You can guess what happens next. The explosion is heard from miles around and food is raining down for hours. Morose, I know. But here's how they reacted. We decided that it was the funniest story ever told, so I went home and wrote it down. And then it occurred to me, what if they thought it was hilarious only because they were, you know, in kindergarten? I decided we needed to broaden our audience, so I called in the upper brass. I called in the first graders. And so we set out to answer a simple question that, as far as we knew, no one had ever answered. Do kindergartners and first graders find the same thing funny? I set up an experiment that would help answer this question. First, I asked the kindergartners to make predictions about the funniest parts. Next, I recorded the two classes' reactions. And then, I compared. So here's kindergarten's predictions.
Where he burped up some of his bed.
When he was taking a shower in hot chocolate.
Shower in hot chocolate.
When his tummy explodes.
When his tummy explodes.
No, it's a happy makeup nose. Right? Is it something like that?
Where he ate his underpants.
His underwear?
When he burped up his underwear.
The underwear moment?
Stand up. When he burped up his underwear.
Oh, we have that one already, but that's a good one. I think you're right.
The same thing of when he burped his underwear.
Okay, I think you guys are right about that one. Let's see if we can think of new ones.
When he burped out his underwear.
Okay, the underwear.
When he ate
think
his
of, guys.
Underwear.
Next came the recordings and comparisons. And I'm just going to tell you, the kindergartners found it way funnier. There's no denying it. But by how much? I'll let you be the judge. So without further ado, here are the kids' reactions, beginning to end in order. Kindergarten versus first grade. Kindergarten. First grade. Oi. Kindergarten. First grade. Okay. Kindergarten. First grade. Back to kindergarten. First grade. Progress. Kindergarten. First grade. Back to kindergarten. First grade. Last round, kindergarten. And first grade. And so here's what I learned. When kindergartners laugh, which is all the time and at anything at all, they don't hold back. And by the time you reach first grade, you are world-weary, self-conscious. You still laugh at the same things, but you look around first to see if other people are laughing too. And if they are, then you join in, dancing that fine line between joy and restraint. But once, every now and then, you can't help yourself. Your inner kindergartner comes out. Or to put it another way, eating your underwear is universally funny, and nincompoop is a hilarious word. And so, for the enjoyment of the inner kindergartner within us all, here they are.
Poppycock, hogwash, nonsense, roared Mr. Porksmith. I haven't eaten for 3 days, and that's my stomach, you silly, sour-faced nincompoop.
Nincompoop.
Mr. Porksmith,